Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Khususan ala sayyidi ar-rusuli wa khatim al-anbiya wa ala alihi al-azkiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. Musa alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah who is mentioned in the Quran is so frequent that no other prophet is mentioned by name as much as Musa alayhi salam is. His story is long and beautiful, one that we won't be covering today. Towards the end of the life of Musa alayhi salam, he was commanded to take his people and fight against an oppressing nation. His followers said to Musa alayhi salam, "You and your Lord go and fight. We will wait for the victory. Let us know when the battle's over. We will join you in celebration." It was this cowardice of theirs and the bad akhlaq, the bad character of abandoning a prophet at the time of war that caused the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of which they roamed the land for many years not knowing how to exit this valley they were stuck in. Yatihuna fil ard. After one generation from them had left the world and out of old age had passed, it was during this period that Musa alayhi salam also left this dunya. Once that generation passed, the disciple of Musa alayhi salam, whose name is Yusha bin Nun, who according to most historians was the companion of Musa alayhi salam when he was on his journey to meet Khadr, which is a story in Surah Kahf. Inshallah, we will cover that. Yusha led his people against this very same oppressive nation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him victory. However, corruption spread among the leadership, people began to betray one another, and as a result of this, the Jewish nation suffered a great loss. The Prophet of Allah at the time, and according to most Mufassirun, it was a prophet by the name of Shamwil alayhi salam. Some have referred to him as Shamu'un, some say Sam'un. There are many ways of pronouncing this name. Most say his name was Shamwil alayhi salam. He is the one referred to in the ayah of Surah Baqarah in verse number 246, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُ مُبْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. This prophet gathered the people together and said, "Let's go back and claim our victory." These people said, "We will fight, but not under the banner of a prophet. We will fight under the banner of a king. Appoint a king." In Banu Israel, the prophets were a separate lineage, and the kings were a separate lineage. They were two separate families, and these people were very big on lineage and family. They said, "We will fight, but not under this lineage. You are the prophets. We will fight under the lineage of the kings." This prophet, Shamwil alayhi salam, made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed a prophet. Inna Allah qad ba'atha lakum Talut malika. Your king will be Talut. And that's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem that Banu Israel had at this point was, Talut wasn't from the lineage of the kings. He was from another lineage. They said, how can we accept this man when we have more knowledge than he has, we have more strength than he has, we are better than him. They weren't willing to accept him as their prophet. أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ عَلَيْنَا وَنَحْنُ وَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ مِنْهُ وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. He's not a wealthy person. Why should he be our leader? So then, Shamwila alayhi salam, who was a prophet, he said to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected him. That's the end of the story. But in addition to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has increased him over you in knowledge and also in body, in strength. The people finally agree. But they say, we will only accept him as our leader if he proves with some miracle that truly he is the leader. Dua is made to Allah, Ya Allah, send a sign that Talut actually is your leader. These people were challenging whether the Prophet of Allah actually was relaying something from Allah or whether he was making it up. Imagine the disrespect and the dhulm they're doing against themselves, the udwan, the transgression. How they're rebelling against a Prophet like this. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. The Prophet makes dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتِ. That the sign of him being the leader is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a tabut. A tabut was like a trunk. It was a trunk that Banu Israel had, which carried their sacred relics. The Mufassirun say it was in one of their battles that they lost this trunk of theirs and the enemy took control of it. The Banu Israel felt very comfortable when they had these relics with them, but now that these relics were gone, they felt very, very insecure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then returned these relics to them. And this was their sign. That you wanted a sign? Here you go. Now go with this king and go and claim your land back. Go and gain victory. The Mufassirun write that the army that Talut took with him, he was very selective. He made it very clear that anyone that is newly married, don't join us. Because we are going against an army that is strong and we may not return. We do not want anyone with us that is attached to their family in a way that they aren't willing to put it all on the table. In some narrations, he actually even said, if anyone is heavily involved in their business, stay behind. We want people that are doing this solely for the sake of Allah and will not be distracted in any way at all. Finally, a group of 80,000 of them march. And as they're going, they complain to the Prophet and also to Talut that we're thirsty, there's not enough water here. Pray to your Lord and ask Him for water. See, these people, rather than accepting their circumstances, every time they faced a difficulty, they looked for a divine way out. That we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to intervene here. Their prophets would make dua to Allah, but then you see, difficulty only increased on them, because every time you get a luxury in life, it doesn't make you tougher, it doesn't make you stronger, it makes you weaker. And these people, rather than being happy with little water and continuing to march through. And to give an example of the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, you find them being patient by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the most desperate circumstances. And then finally at the end, when there was no other way left, they would come to the Prophet of Allah and say, O Messenger of Allah, assist us. Banu Israel, on the other hand, a small difficulty they would face and they would begin to complain. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will give you a nahar, a river. But however, when you come to that river, you are only allowed to drink as much as you need. Don't fill up, don't store up, don't overdrink. Now someone may think this is a futile idea. Why not drink if the water is there? Well, it wasn't so much about the water as much as it was about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeing whether they can follow a single, simple command of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرٍ فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطَعَمْ مِنْهُ إِلَّا مَنْ اخْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطَعَمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي إِلَّا مَنْ اخْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِهِ. That whoever drinks from there is not from me. except for the one who takes a small amount. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us, فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. Most of them surpassed their limits and they couldn't act upon the single command of Allah. And from 80,000, the scholars of tafsir write, the army shrunk down to 4,000. Those who drank excessively from that river were not allowed to join. Talut takes this army of 4,000 now and he begins to move forward. Finally, they come to the battlefield and they're standing in front of the enemy. And when the Yahud see the enemy standing in front of them, and they see how great they are, how well armored they are, when they see their shining swords, and they see the different types of weaponry they have, they're terrified in that moment. And then they say to their prophet that we can't do this, this is a suicide mission. And 3,600, 700 some leave. The riwayah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that at that time, when Talut was standing in front of the army of Jalut, he had the same number of people with him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with him in the battle of Badr. There were 313 some left. And they were standing in front of an army, a sea of human beings, who were thirsty for blood. And as they stood there, they were terrified. How will we win against this superpower? There are few people left. There were a lot of people, but they had no quality. They were like froth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala washed them away. And standing in front of this great army, the greatest army potentially of its time, were a small group of 300 people. And in that moment, they were worried. And as the fear began to spread among the soldiers, the 300 that remained, some from among them said a statement that was so powerful that the Qur'an captures it. And as we tell the story of the Qur'an, this story of the Qur'an, let's hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us this story. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ اللَّهِ. They were a group of them who believed in meeting Allah, who weren't attached to this world, who understood that all the pleasure of this dunya was aside, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called you, there was nothing that can stop you. And then these men must have said with the courage in their voice that must have had more power than any thunder the sky can ever provide. كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. How many times in history have a small group of people overcome a large group of people with the permission of Allah? وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with the patient. وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ. When the army finally came forward and stood in front of their enemy, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغَ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. They made dua to Allah. Oh Allah, shower us with perseverance. Give us patience. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. Make us firm, that we don't run away. We don't cower. Just because the enemy has more money, more wealth, more technology, because they have a lot of voice, we're not cowering. ثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. Make our feet firm. We will stand here till the end of times. We're not here to run away. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Give us strength against those who reject you and stand against your deen. Jalut comes forward and says, is there anyone from you? Jalut was a commander of the army. He said, is there anyone from you that will fight? And in the Muslim army, in this group of people who believed in Allah, and I call them Muslim because their faith was pure. And any person whose faith is pure from the beginning of time, from the Adam alayhi salam till the end of time, is a Muslim. From this army of people, a young child comes forward. And this child was previously a shepherd. He joined the army and he says, I will be the one that will fight you. This young man's name is Dawood alayhi salam. He pulls out a stone, he loads it into a slingshot, and he fires it. He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And with three stones, Jalut is gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. Dawood killed Jalut. And every time in history where an army of Dawood stood against an army of Jalut, the army of Dawood always won. And they will always win as long as they believe in Allah, as long as they're patient, as long as they're not hasty, as long as they understand that Allah will weave out those that are insincere to the sidelines, those that are used to complaining, and those who keep their head down and focus on doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands of them and spiritually developing themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them and give them victory. And then, as I close, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ. That these two lineages, how the Yahud had one lineage of prophethood and one lineage of kings, آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Both of these positions were gathered together for the first time in Bani Israel in Dawud alayhi salam. He was their prophet and their king. That's why in the Jewish tradition you hear them calling him King David. And in Islam we believe greater than a king. Yes, he was a king. Ata'ahu Allahul Mulka. But greater than a king, he was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the story of Dawud alayhi salam. And how him and the small group of people that stood by his side who believe in Allah were able to topple the greatest power of their time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength and inspiration. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.